This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. It's the radio version of that Saturday Night Live skit that goes on way too long and never seems to improve. And now, back to Rad Radio.
We got this email from James.
Hey, James.
It really only makes sense if you were here with us in our previous segment, and it's too ridiculous to even try to reset up. We were talking about a Dr. Rob letter and some follow-up emails, and James says, hey, Brandon.
Yes.
That Steve Perry menopause bit was perfection.
Well, thank you.
How the hell did you do that? Was that something you wrote out and rehearsed and then just waited all these years to unleash it when the moment arrived? It was brilliant.
Well, so a little bit of both. So whenever Dawn brings up Perry menopause, the only thing I can think about is Steve Perry. So because of today's conversation, I just, like, I had to do something with that creative energy. And so I just looked at all the titles of Journey songs and wrote something out that seemed relevant.
By the way, if you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, right after we play the pressure cooker, hoping to give away some Chevelle tickets, during the next commercial break, you will get the Dogwoods Resort canine cam.
Oh, the big little puppies!
What's coming up, Brando?
A Japanese beetle becomes lunch to a Venus fly trap.
Yes! Oh, as promised!
Mango, the 17-week-old golden retriever puppy, tries digging through the air. We've got a pack of 3-week-old purebred Doberman puppies.
Oh!
And Finn, the 7-year-old shepherd border collie mix, plays fetch.
We will take your videos, horizontally recorded, even of plants, apparently. Now, on the canine cam, email us, rad@radradio.com, and you can be part of the Dogwoods Resort canine cam. Let's head to the pressure cooker. Tickets to see Chevelle at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno on April 23rd. As always, we remind you, if you are caller 19, when we are only looking for caller 18, never go away, because you never know when it's going to be your chance. No idea what happened, but I just looked over, and caller 18, long gone.
Bye-bye.
They were there. Wasn't my fault. I didn't do it.
Hopefully they didn't crash.
So, we go to caller 19. Aaron.
Yay.
Good morning, Aaron.
Yep. Good morning.
All right, here's how this works. Your timer will begin when I finish reading the first question, which is true, false. So, you got a 50-50 shot to get it. You do so, and then you got to get 4 more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So, if you say Steve Perry, and then you say Perry menopause, I have to take Steve Perry as your answer. Do you have any questions?
Oh, man. I have none.
All right, good luck.
True or false, the beverage company Canada Dry didn't actually originate in Canada.
True.
How many total members are there currently of the band Chevelle?
4.
A basin for human waste that has a vertical jet intended to give easy access for washing your undercarriage is called what?
Bidet.
Name the lead singer of the band Chevelle.
Pat.
Who was the youngest president of the United States when he was inaugurated?
Barack Obama.
A mid-sized automobile called the Chevelle, produced from 64 to 77, was made by what company?
Chevrolet.
Say it again.
Chevrolet.
I just wanted to make sure I heard you there at the buzzer. We got 6 questions out.
You only need 5.
All right. Let's see how he did. True or false? The beverage company, Canada Dry, didn't actually originate in Canada. What did he say?
True.
True.
He said that was true, right? That's what I thought he said. Yeah. No, it's false. It did originate in Canada. A Canadian pharmacist and chemist named John McLaughlin of Ontario actually worked in a soda factory before he became a pharmacist. And in 1904, he created Canada Dry Pale Ginger Ale. And
yum.
That's what they're most known for.
Good.
And that is on my current sobriety plan. I have a coffee or two in the morning, maybe. Energy drink of some kind, maybe a wake shot. Also those powder drink, the electrolyte drinks within my water. I drink my water throughout the entire show, and those poppy sodas, like the poppy sodas in the morning, the cherry lemonade and the cherry limeade. Right.
However, a lot of liquids. It's good.
When afternoon hits, it's all ginger ale all the time. So as I was looking at my 4th can of Canada Dry yesterday, writing the pressure cooker. I thought, hey, there's a question.
Well, I really appreciate Canada Dry because even most, so when you get soda, typically the diets aren't usually as good, But Canada Dry's diet version is fantastic.
Oh, well, I have not tried it, and maybe I should because there's so much sugar in all these sodas that I'm drinking. It might be a good idea to cut back a little bit.
Have you tried Canada Wet?
I had a Canadian once. Does that count?
Oh, boy.
How many total members are there currently in the band Chevelle? He said 4.
5.
3.
There are 3, and they're quite the nepotistic band. Chevelle is an American rock band formed in Illinois in 1995. The band was originally composed of 2 brothers, Pete Leffler and Sam Leffler, along with Matt Scott, who was on bass. Scott was then replaced by Sam and Pete's brother. Okay, so now
that's why he was replaced.
Yeah, and that would be Joe. But then Joe left the band in 2005, and then he was replaced. So that brother left. He was replaced by Pete and Sam's brother-in-law, Drew Bernardini.
Okay.
And those are your 3 members, Pete and Sam and Dean.
If you're not a family member, need not apply.
It's a modern-day Partridge Family situation.
Google it. Wow, big Google.
That's great.
You just broke Google. A basin for human waste that has a vertical jet intended to give easy access for washing your undercarriage is called what? He said a bidet.
Oh, I want one so bad.
Bidets, once a foreign concept to many in the U.S., experienced a huge boom during the COVID-19 pandemic when we were all worried about toilet paper shortages. Jesus, this country. But while many products saw a boom during COVID that later came back down to earth, masks, roller skates, Pelotons, bidets have managed to maintain their growth. In fact, during the pandemic, every single bidet available was sold out. The entire bidet market has continued to grow. I'll give you an example. In 2019, Tushy, which makes the bidet seat attachment, which is very popular, in 2019, they made $8 million. In 2020, they made $40 million.
Damn.
And sales have grown a minimum of 20% each year since the pandemic.
So I just thought of a new concept for a bidet. You know how you sometimes will have to throw up in a toilet?
Ew.
You could use the bidet just to rinse your mouth out right afterwards now.
That's brilliant.
Right?
Yeah.
That actually is not even close to your worst idea.
Like the dental thing, right? Like the dental rinse. Like it's just the same attachment. You just put it in your mouth.
Not a bad idea, but shows my craziness because that is for my butt. And I'll, that's all I'll think about is I'm using something that's for my butt. I'm putting it in my mouth.
But it's not touching your butt at any time.
I'm aware. This is why I said the craziness. Yeah.
Just don't put your lips around the thing. Just point it towards your mouth.
It doesn't matter. It won't matter. We'll need a separate one.
As he was playing to win Chevelle tickets, I asked him to name the lead singer of the band Chevelle, and he passed. We already told you it's Peter Leffler.
Totally.
Who was the youngest president of the United States when he was inaugurated? He went with Barack Obama.
Bill Clinton.
John Adams.
No, JFK.
I would have thought JFK. That is wrong.
Oh.
Theodore Roosevelt at inauguration was 42 years, 10 months old. JFK was 43 years old.
I'm sorry, that Roosevelt fella just always seemed old. Like he was never young.
I've been reading or listening to multiple books, and Roosevelt's come up, and I've heard his name pronounced Roosevelt multiple times. What's the proper pronunciation of his last name?
I have not looked into the proper pronunciation. I mean, most people say Roosevelt.
Right.
This is like the Kelce brothers. All right, you're supposed to pronounce it Kels.
Oh, that's
no, true. No, I'm not doing that. It's Kelce, so it's Roosevelt. Go to hell, Roosevelt. And a mid-sized automobile called the Chevelle was produced from 64 to 77. What company made it? He said Chevrolet.
Nice.
And that answer got him a total of 2 right. Another chance for you to win Chevelle tickets. We will play Master of Movies at 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.